When the Lord put me in the ministry, I wanted to know what makes some people sick and some people not sick. It's a spiritual issue. That is the problem. If you do not stand on God's promises by faith, you can be sick. It's so amazing. Because, I mean, I was a Christian since I was 11, and I had all kinds of sickness and disease until I got to be about somewhere around about 35. I didn't know what I could do in prayer. You know, every time I start to talk to him, I get on the wrong side. He moves around, and I know what's going on, because when he was a little guy, my wife took him to the doctor, and the doctor told us he had to have tubes put in his ears. You know, I didn't know enough about God to even pray. I took him to the doctor and let the doctor put tubes in his ears, and the doctor ruined one ear. So he can't hear hardly at all out of that ear. He hears fairly good out of the other one. And to think, here I am, a Christian, going to church every time the door's open, and I don't realize that I have the promises of God that I can stand on for my son. I'm still praying for my son that his ear will be recovered. And I believe someday God's going to fix that ear. You know, I'm never going to give up. But I just stand in awe to think that when I took him to the doctor, if I'd only known the promises of God and known how to break the curses over my son, I could have gotten him healed. I wouldn't have had to go on through all that, but I didn't know, and I know that most of you are in the same boat I'm in. You didn't know either. That's where we are. You know, we don't believe God's word. We don't believe it's an owner's manual written by the King of the universe that's invisible, that you can't see, but he wrote that book and give it to you and me so we would know how to live on this earth, because he died for me. He arose again on the third day for me. I hope he did it for you too. Now, if you don't know that he did it personally for you, do you know when you die on this earth, you know where you're going? You're going to a lake of fire forever. I'm grateful that I'm not going to have to go to that place. Now, he did it for me, and I know he did it for me. And that's just like when I learned that Jesus bore my pain and he removed my disease on the cross. All I got to do is repent of sin and then drive away the enemy, and I can walk in divine health. And I had to learn that, though, by faith. And when you do it, you have to believe it by faith. Like I told you last week, I wondered where the devil came from, and I wondered if what I'd heard in churches, if the enemy was doing all these bad things that he's doing, why didn't God just kill him and get rid of him? But I didn't realize, I didn't understand that the devil was made by God and for his benefit and for his purposes, that he made the enemy. But I showed you scripture last week that confirmed that all things were made by our Lord, both visible and invisible, both dominions and powers and everything. He made everything. He made the spiritual laws, and then after he made the spiritual laws, he made an executive department to enforce the spiritual laws. And that happens to be the angelic hosts, whether they be good or bad. Both the invisible, all Satan and his host of demons is a very real group of beings. And those beings are out here to control you and I when we sin in a spiritual law. In other words, we think we drive down the highway at 75 miles an hour out here where the speed limit is 65. We broke the law all the way, and we didn't get a ticket. We would think, well, I beat the law today. So you do that every day back and forth, and you think, well, see, there's nobody enforcing these laws. I drive 75 every day, and I never get stopped, so it's not a big deal. And so you do this for a month. And you think, well, this is no big deal. I can do this anytime I want to. And so then one day you're driving 75 and there just happens to be a police officer there. And so he comes and turns his lights on and stops you and gives you a ticket for speeding for $200. Well, guess who is upset? You are. You're upset. That guy, I can't believe he gave me a ticket. I was only driving 75. That's 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. You've broke that law every day. And you've not gotten a ticket, but you finally did get caught. Now, in the physical world, you can usually go for a while breaking the physical laws and not get caught. You know, I mean, how often do we see people that break into stores? Or it's even somebody will get killed once in a while and they never find who the guy was that did it. He got by with it. he thought, but he didn't. There was a spiritual set of beings that's with you all the time. And those beings are called Satan and his host of demons. An angelic host, they're there with you. They know what you do 24/7. You go out and commit any kind of a sin, and with God, you can't get by with anything. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. When you break a spiritual law of God, a demon is going to enter you. Now, I'll just give you an example of how easy this can happen to you. These beings are always with us. These spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies and these demons that walk on this earth, they are always watching over you. There has been a team of them assigned to you to watch over you. God has assigned Satan and his host of demons a chore to watch over you and to make sure you obey his spiritual laws. So, as long as you obey his laws, they can't touch you. They're there with you, but they can't touch you. Scripture is very clear to confirm that. That if you obey God and do what he says the evil one cannot touch you. And just in case you don't know where that scripture's at, it's in 1 John 5:18. That's where you can find that law, 1 John 5:18. That if you keep yourself from sin, in fact, God says his true children do not practice sinning. Now then, you cannot be practicing sin, but you can commit a sin and still get a demon and carry that thing the rest of your life. And I'll give you an example of how that happens. Now then, first of all, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, who are we supposed to trust for our provision? The Lord, of course. He is our boss. He is our father and our brother. He is our provider. He is everything to a child of God. Now, if you're not a child of God, then you belong to the enemy. And the devil has legal right to you anytime he wants to do anything, for you're living in darkness, the scripture says. But when you're a child of God, you're supposed to never be in anxious about anything. I mean, you're supposed to recognize that you're a child of God, that he is your father, and that he has done everything already. He is providing for you. And the way to get everything done as a child of God is through the prayer of faith. I mean, just give you an example. Cheryl and I was going to take, I have a gold car, we call it, a 97 Chrysler, and I was going to take it down to a place that we go quite often and leave it down there so we'd have a car to drive when we fly down there. Well, we drove it down there, and I noticed this vibration. I said, well, what's this vibration? I said, we got a CV joint going out in this car. I said, I can't believe this. Here we drove it all the way down here, and I said, I don't want to leave it down here like this. It's broke. I got to fix it. Well, I don't know how many miles, 30 miles or something. And all of a sudden she called me on the phone and said, honey, the car's vibrating like crazy. She said, I don't want to drive it no more. And so I said, okay, let's stop. And I said, I will drive the car. You drive the pickup. And then I prayed, Lord, show me, give me the knowledge and wisdom I need to get this thing home without an issue. In fact, I even, to tell you how much faith I have, I even called Jeff and asked him if he would meet me halfway with a truck and a trailer. You know, that tells you how much faith I had. And so then I got to thinking about what I had done. You know, I had asked them to hook onto a trailer and bring it, start that away, because I didn't think that it would get here. And then I thought, you know, there's no faith in what I'm doing. If I have real faith, I ask the Lord to get me home, I can get home in that thing. There ain't no sense in me. So I called back and told you. I said, he said, we're already on the way to pick up the trailer. I said, forget it. I said, don't do it. I said, I'm going to make it. I said, there's going to be no problem. I said, I won't need a trailer. I'm going to bring that thing home. And so I start driving that car, and I'm thanking the Lord and praising him. Cheryl said, I can't drive over 40. It vibrates so bad, I can't drive it over 40. Okay, after prayer, I drove that car. Sometimes I got as fast as 65 miles an hour with no vibration. I got that car all the way home in prayer, asking my Father in the name of Jesus for what I needed. Now see, that's where a Christian is supposed to live. A Christian is supposed to always ask their Father in the name of Jesus for every need they have, whatever it is. That's how we're supposed to live our life. And we're supposed to live that life in thanksgiving to Him. Well, of course, I knew Cheryl was behind me there. She was praying. She's always praying. You know, my wife, she always prays about everything. And of course, I was praying. And with me and her both praying, what do you think we're going to get from our Lord? We're going to get a safe trip. Absolutely. Because we're both praying. We're both worshiping Him. We're both walking in obedience to His Word. We try our best to be good children of God. And so he answers our prayer. So we got home with the car without a glitch. I mean, we pulled it right in and it was perfect. But I'm going to tell you where when you sin, like I did one time, I was just learning these principles and I didn't really know them like I know them today. So I'm walking in obedience to God's word and all that I understand. I don't understand fully the enemy. This happened about 35 years ago. But I'm learning about the enemy. I'm learning of my authority and what I'm supposed to be doing. But there was a man that literally brought a piece of paper in and asked me if I'd read it, and I told him I didn't know. And when I read it, it said if certain things were to happen within the company that I work for, they might have to close the engineering division. Now, I was director of engineering. I had a great job. I traveled all over the country running a big operation. I was responsible for millions of dollars every year in construction and all kinds of things, and had a whole bunch of men working for me. And I loved what I did. But I am supposed to trust the Lord even in that. But whenever he handed me this and I read that and it said, wow, I said, I wonder what's going to happen to me if they close the engineering division. Well, now, some of you would not realize that Romans 14:23, and he that doubteth is damned. He's talking about eating there because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, how often do you think we probably sin? Everything that we do that's not of faith is sin. Okay, so do you see where when I didn't claim that promise that I'm supposed to trust my Lord as my provider, I'm trusting my company, and the minute I voice that, what is that? It's sin. That's exactly what that is. It's sin. When we sin as Christians, we open the door to the enemy. Now, the enemy is standing right there. He's wanting to get you or your children, but he cannot until you open the door.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled It is a Spiritual Issue, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.